Should the Gardaí be patrolling the aisles of shops and supermarkets, ensuring that level 5 restrictions are being complied with, as we saw in photos on social media over the past few days? The new rules, as we know, means that non-essential retail has to close. Essential supplies includes PPE, which includes face masks and sanitizer. There have been reports that some shops are bypassing the restrictions by selling these essential products. Other reports that bigger shops and supermarkets are continuing to sell a range of goods alongside food and hardware. The Tánaiste has described such moves as totally unfair and said the Gardaí would be enforcing the restrictions. We are joined by Neil MacDonald, who is Chief Executive of ISMI, which represents small and medium businesses. Neil, you're welcome to the programme. Do you agree with Leo Varadkar that it is totally unfair of some shops to do both of these things?
We absolutely do. It was very good to hear the Tánaiste being so direct about the matter yesterday. Now, I have to say to start, and in answer to the question you set up this piece with, that we don't accept that the HSE's own data supports the shutting down of non-essential retail or personal grooming services in the first place. The HSE figures, the cluster report for the week of the 17th of October, shows only two cases of transmission out of 649 in retail and two cases out of 649 in personal grooming. Now, that's 0.3% that those places make up, compared to 71% of cases in domestic transmission. So the wrong target has been hit here. So we don't support this retail shutdown at all. Having said that, if the government is going to, on NFET advice, close down retail, then they have to do so across the board and they have to enforce that fairly.
And that includes some small shops that we have heard anecdotally who may sell shoes or clothes but have started in the last week selling face masks and hand sanitizers. That's not on, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, we either have a rule that we're serious about enforcing or we don't. As I said, and it is important to say that, you know, we don't believe that this rule is justified or proportional in the first place. We consider it misguided. And it also it really hits the young and the low paid totally disproportionately, and it's very unfair to them. But if we're going to come up with a rule like that, there is no point in putting a rule like that in place unless we enforce it. You did mention Garda enforcement at the start. It would be very unfortunate if that became necessary, but it will become necessary if people do not abide by this rule.
The Tánaiste also mentioned the possibility of shops using click and collect and developing their online presence more. Is either of those things feasible for most of the businesses that you represent?
It is, of course. We do see some of the larger grocery operations, not alone non-essential retail and clothing and footwear. We do see larger businesses doing that. If you're a small city centre, a small village or town centre clothing or footwear store, running a click and collect that doesn't actually involve people coming into the store is actually quite difficult. It's not just a matter of having a website that can accept financial transactions. There is the packaging part. There is the delivery. There's a whole logistical chain that follows on the end of that. Click and collect will work for some retailers, but not for all. So it's not a total solution to this problem.
And there is a view that by not allowing these non-essential goods to be bought when you're in store buying your food or your hardware, that you're pushing people to buy from non-Irish companies online. Is that a real concern that you would have?
Well, it is, to be fair. I mean, there's a non-essential is a very subjective assessment of what people need. You know, people do need clothing. We're moving from autumn to winter now. It does seem perverse that the only thing you can do is when you go into a supermarket that does sell clothes is buy socks and underwear. That doesn't seem to make sense to most people. But there we have it. You know, we didn't come up with this rule. We don't like it. But if it's going to be in place, we want to see it enforced.
OK, thank you very much indeed. Neil MacDonald, Chief Executive of ISMI.